Past Imperfect by Julian Fellowes, read by Richard Morant. Damien. Chapter 1. London is a haunted city for me now, and I am the ghost that haunts it. As I go about my business, every street or square or avenue seems to whisper of an earlier, different era in my history. The shortest trip round Chelsea or Kensington takes me by some door where once I was welcome, but where today I am a stranger. I see myself issue forth, young again and dressed for some long-forgotten frolic, tricked out in what looks like the national dress of a war-torn Balkan country. Those flapping flares, those frilly shirts with their footballers' collars, what were we thinking of? And as I watch, beside that wraith of a younger, slimmer me, walks the shades of the departed, parents, aunts and grandmothers, great-uncles and cousins, friends and girlfriends, gone now from this world entirely, or at least from what is left of my own life. They say one sign of growing old is that the past becomes more real than the present, and already I can feel the fingers of those lost decades closing their grip round my imagination, making more recent memory seem somehow greyer and less bright. Which makes it perfectly understandable that I should have been just a little intrigued, if taken aback, to find a letter from Damien Baxter lying among the bills and thank yous and requests for charitable assistance that pile up daily on my desk. I certainly could not have predicted it. We hadn't seen each other in almost 40 years, nor had we communicated since our last meeting. It seems odd, I know, but we had spent our lives in...